Welcome to the Big Ho Pod Show, a talk forum where old school hip hop meets Howard Stern at the Def Comedy Jam, an entertaining and informative podcast discussing everything from pop culture and topics of the day to frivolous fun and nonsense.
The name Big Ho is in no way intended to insult or degrade any one person or people.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
here are your hosts of the Big Ho Pod Show, DJ G-Clef and DJ Big.
Yep. It is another episode of the Big Ho Pod Show.
Up in here. What's up, y'all?
Yeah, yours truly, G-Clef and DJ
Biggs in the house. What's going on, everybody?
Everything is good, bro. Everything is good. How's everything going with you?
Everything's doing well with me, man. You living right?
Yeah, always.
All right.
Trying to stay healthy, live a long life.
Yes, sir.
So we're back up in the house for another episode. Uh-huh. We have a new Facebook page.
Yes.
We would like you to like it, check it out, share with your people, send us a message. It is the Big Ho Pod Show. two G's on that
That's
big.
Right. That's the big.
And let's give out our social medias first and foremost.
Go ahead. You start.
G-Clef the Realtor on Instagram and on Twitter.
Go buy that house.
Yes, sir. I'm a realtor in Central Florida, so I will take care of you. Hit me up. Send me a DM. Send me an email. I got you. G-Clef Productions on Facebook. My website is G-Clef Productions, and that's it for me.
Yes. Me, catch me up on Facebook and Twitter, DJ Biggs Orlando. That's right, two G's. And you can also hit me up on Instagram, and that's going to be Mike in my hand at, oh, no, Mike in my hand.
2018,
that's it.
So you got to change that every single year.
Yeah, got to keep it current, right?
Okay.
That takes too much time. Like,
Andre 3000 was Andre 2000.
Yeah.
Then he changed it to 3000.
I know, but I'm lazy. That takes too much work.
Yeah, well, you're going to lose all your stuff. No, you won't lose your stuff.
It'll
you just rename it.
Yeah,
no, you're good. You're good.
Okay.
You're good.
Right, we'll
but on Big Ho, for those of you just checking us out on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Mixcloud, or on TuneIn, we are an old school hip hop platform. Mm. We're a talk show.
Right.
And we like to help people showcase and promote their product or service once in a while.
Make you shine.
You know, if we feel like we're in the mood, in the giving mood.
We always give it.
And we're in the giving mood today. So we have a couple guests up in here. Some young people.
We do.
Young entrepreneurs.
Youngins.
Two young ladies.
Yes.
Aged, what? How old are you guys? 13?
13.
Give it up for Bro and Yeet.
What? Woohoo!
Now, Bro and Yeet are not their birth-given names, obviously.
That'd be cool if it was.
A girl named Bro?
Well, you know.
What does Yeet mean? I know what it means, but let them know what it means.
Okay, so basically, Yeet means to throw something.
Don't be throwing yeet. Nothing up in here.
Aggressively?
But in
but
what
like
language?
Backwards?
What yes. language?
It. I don't know.
Wait. T-E-E-Y? Or you're throwing something behind you?
Yeet. You throw something aggressively behind you.
Over your shoulder.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm going to yeet this over my shoulder. I'd never heard that before.
That's dangerous.
Well, you're not going to yeet it over your shoulder. When you throw it, you're going to scream yeet.
Suppose you're throwing up vomit.
And it's over your shoulder.
Yeah, is that yeeting?
No.
Because you can't yell.
That's thrown up over your shoulder.
Like, say if I had a baseball, right, and I just throw it over my shoulder.
Yeah.
I say yeet.
Yeah, oh, you give
yell,
a
yeet.
And then everybody gets out of the way so they don't get hit in the head.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. you give a warning.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a warning. Okay. And if you throw it forward,
that's what
a
the
fleet.
Kids are doing now.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard that, bro?
That's what the kids what?
Fleet is forward.
So
and yeet is behind.
Okay.
Like yeet.
I didn't know
Yo,
that.
Yo, we old, man. We need to know what's up. Like, we
please.
Just learned the word lit yesterday.
School us.
It's lit.
School us. We don't know. We don't know what's hot in the streets anymore.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, come on.
Lit, I feel like was popular, but
yeah, but
I don't
think it's that popular. I don't know.
Oh,
yeah,
it's faded out. We just getting on board with
I
lit.
Know. I just started saying lit.
Oh man.
I mean, it depends. Some people still say like I still say it sometimes.
Okay. So I'm kind of still in it.
Okay, so we're good.
Lit.
We're safe for now.
I'm lit.
All right, so Bro
this
and
podcast
Yeet,
is lit.
Can you tell us about Bro and Yeet? You guys have a show on YouTube. What's up?
So yeah, it's our show on YouTube where we do YouTube videos together. We do challenges and things, and we're best friends, so it always ends up like really funny and like stupid for no reason.
Okay. That's all right.
Fun. Yeah.
That's fun.
I hope it's safe challenges. Don't do these nonsense cinnamon. What were they doing?
Throwing rocks. Putting a bunch of ground cinnamon in your mouth and holding it.
Yeah,
you'll
that
die.
Is so dangerous.
Yeah, no, we do like safe challenges. Like,
oh, should we say our real names?
Would you like to?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
I am Bella.
And Bella is Bro.
Yes, I'm Bro.
And I'm Savannah, and I am Yeet.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what's up.
So she's the one that be throwing stuff backwards.
Yeah, throwing stuff backward. So where? So where's Fleet? Is there another person named Fleet?
No.
That would be hot.
No.
That would be lit.
Bro, Yeet, and Fleet. Yo, you better flee when Bro and Yeet come through. Check it out. I got the freestyle flow for you. See, I need to go in the booth, bro.
There you go. We ready. We're good. Right after this podcast, we'll get the beats going.
So let me ask you this. Bro and Yeet Show. How can they find you? Do you guys have social medias? Let them know what's up.
We have Instagram, which is just at The Bro and Yeet Show. And then we're on YouTube, which is just The Bro and Yeet Show.
Bro and Yeet.
Yep.
Yeet Show.
Okay. So you have different challenges on your show.
Yeah.
When did you guys start this Bro and Yeet Show? How long ago?
Like, I feel like it was like, like 5 months ago?
Yeah. Maybe 5 months ago.
5 months ago? 5 months ago. Okay, that's cool. So do you guys have a large following? Are you trying to... What do you guys have on the horizon for Bro and Yeet?
I don't know.
I mean, it's mainly friends and family.
Yeah, because we're not like really big yet.
Friends and family discount.
Hey, okay. We all love discounts.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you guys are entrepreneurs. I appreciate that. I admire that. You said you have a bunch of topics you'd like to discuss. You came prepared.
Yeah,
we did Bro. Come prepared. What do you got there on your little your file folder there?
So
what
the
you got?
The first thing we're going to talk about today is the world record egg.
World record egg.
She's taking over the show, bro. She said, what are we going to talk
about?
You're
going to watch your
job. Okay, let's hear it. What's up with the world record egg?
So it's an egg, obviously.
It's an egg, okay.
This person posted a picture on Instagram. Yes. And basically, it was captioned with, I'm the world record egg, so let's go ahead and beat Kylie Jenner's record of 18 million likes and get this egg to have way more likes than that. So we can beat a world record.
Is it a scrambled egg?
No.
I was about to ask. What is with the egg?
A regular egg.
It's just an egg.
It's a brown egg.
Is it colored?
It's a brown egg.
It's a brown egg. Oh, it's a brother egg. Woo! Hey.
It's a bro egg.
Anyway, it has only 11 posts. It has 9.6 million followers.
Mm.
And before I tell you how many likes it got, how many likes do you think it has?
Yeah.
It's got to be something ridiculous.
Yeah. 100 million?
Oh. Over 53 million.
53 million.
But that's not 100 million. You got to get the likes up. I'm sorry.
53 million.
Who put this there? Who's behind this egg?
An egg is getting 53 million likes. I'm trying to get 20.
It's a mystery.
Oh, it's a mystery.
This egg has a whole fan base.
It's a Kardashian.
It has to be a Kardashian.
You think so?
Yeah.
That makes so much sense. One of them is jealous of her sister and is like, hey,
maybe it's the friend. What's the girl that cheated with? What's his name? The friend.
Who is that?
Is it Jordan?
I think it's
maybe she created it.
Ooh, look at this. We may be breaking something right here. Heard it first here.
He has a whole fan base that he calls the Egg Gang, and he has his own merchandise.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
The egg is selling swag.
Yeah, so you can get a shirt that says Egg Gang in the shape of an egg.
Yo, bro, we need to start something.
We better do something, because if the egg is doing much better than us, something's up. It's an egg.
I need to catch that egg and cook it. That's what I need to do. Okay, so that's what's going on. That's what's trending right now is just across all social media.
Well, it was trending like a couple of months ago, but it's still kind of like a big thing. It posts all the time still.
It posts.
Actually, the funniest thing is other people started posting things like world record butter and...
Butter.
Oh.
They're
jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, they're hopping on the bandwagon.
And basically... There's a lot has been happening to this egg. It started cracking. And
What? The egg smoke crack? What?
No, it started cracking.
Okay.
And then it cracked.
Okay.
And it was because he said he was cracking under pressure.
and it actually has a website that you can go to and talk to somebody if you need help.
That's that's Humpty Dumpty.
Cuz he sat on the wall.
Yeah. The wall that Trump built.
Yes.
Maybe.
Don't get political now. Let's not get political. Let's not get political.
Oh yeah, she said, "Oh my gosh, don't go there." Don't get political. That. Yeah, that's true. Let's, okay, let's
stay light.
I think
stay
she's
light.
Got something to say about
go
that.
Go back to the egg. Go back to the egg.
There's a lot happening in this egg. Not only did he crack, but he got lost in LA, went to Hollywood, then went to the beach, got lost again, got found in South Africa, disappeared again, and then was spotted, I guess, near a carnival or amusement park or something.
Wait, wait. How did he get there? He drove?
I guess so.
This is kind of like Lost Stanley, right?
Maybe he rolled there.
I don't know what that is.
What?
Lost Stanley.
What's that where you...
Flat Stanley.
Flat Stanley, that's it. See, kids know.
I'm lost.
Kids know.
Like,
Flat Stanley.
It's a book. He's like a paper, and then he like blew away in the wind and like got lost and stuff.
And he goes all around the world.
Yeah, there's
so this egg is going all around the world now. Okay. You know, this egg's going different places.
Yo, you know we're in a sad state when you got eggs out here rocking the world and people on the street can't even get something to eat.
You know what I'm saying?
And I believe the egg has a name.
What's his name?
Eugene.
Eugene.
Oh, how convenient. That's the best name in the world.
For an egg? Eugene? Eugene. Eugene. It's Eugene. Okay.
I was kidding. So, Yeet, do you have anything on this topic of the egg as well? Are you following the egg also?
Yes. Yes, I am. Okay. So, I'm like quite fascinated with this because it's funny when random things like eggs and like... random things like that, like, just blows up on the internet.
Right.
And, like, people are, like, trying, like, I know there's, like, YouTubers and people, like, trying to get famous, like, trying to post videos, like, 10 years, and this egg just pops up and, like, outblows all of them.
In, like, a week.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
An egg can post and get 53 million likes, but we can't put love in a man's heart.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
What? That's crazy.
It's just crazy. But keep going about the egg.
So, yeah, so I think it's pretty crazy on how it all of a sudden just blows up and, like, defeats, like, it's just all over the internet. I
like,
think it's crazy.
There's all these big celebrities everybody watches for, like, such a long time, and just some random person just decides to put a picture of an egg out there, and it gets so many likes
you know
for
what?
No reason.
Simplicity is, that's pretty ingenious if you think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's pretty smart. Pretty smart. Well, good luck to the egg. We hope you still stay on top, but we know everything comes to an end. He's going to fall eventually and crack open. He's cracking it already as it is. So.
What's his name? Eugene again, right?
Yeah.
Eugene. Congratulations, Eugene the egg.
Eugene the egg.
Okay. Give it up for you. Give it up for you.
All right. So what next do you have on your agenda there?
We have the Mandela effect.
Oh.
He's free.
Mandela.
He's not living in the
Let's
jail
talk about
anymore.
Him.
He's alive still, right?
Mandela.
Oh, he passed away.
Mandela passed away, so play.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't play with him.
So
they're talking about him just like they're talking about Michael Jackson. They're both dead.
Leave Mandela alone.
Well, here's the funny thing. The name comes from Nelson Mandela because in the 80s, a ton of people were 100% sure that Nelson Mandela was dead when really he was just in prison.
It's crazy.
Basically, it's...
All he had to do was pick up the news back then and see it.
Yeah, we knew he was in
prison. He was in prison.
Yeah, but some people thought he was dead.
What? Okay, so what is this Mandela effect?
Basically, it's when we remember something in a specific way, but we're actually wrong, and it's different.
So why the black man got to be associated with thinking wrong?
Stop reading into stuff,
bro. Okay. That's just me. I'm sorry.
Okay, can you give us another example of something like that?
Okay, so... you guys probably know the song We Are the Champions, right?
Yes.
Of course.
It doesn't end with of the world. So when it says we are the champions of the world.
Of the world.
It doesn't end like that. It ends just with we are the champions and then it cuts off.
Yep. It's pretty crazy.
What difference does it make?
But I guess I see what you're saying.
Think that it ends with of the world.
That's how it ends.
Of
okay.
the world.
But it doesn't end like
that. Yeah, that's in the song,
right?
But it's
but it
not
doesn't
the
end, like
end
that.
Of the song.
That's where we fade it out.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
as
so,
DJs,
yeah.
That's why we...
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, give us another example of a
this
Mandela
is
a, effect.
How does that have effect on me?
It, like, it changes
what's
the way
do with me?
See things. So that they could think... like, imagine this. Okay.
Okay.
Berenstain Bears.
Okay. Yes. I read them to my daughter. I read them to my daughter, Sierra. Hi, Sierra.
You read the books. You read the books to other people. And you're like, the Berenstain Bears. The Berenstain Bears.
Yes.
It's actually the Berenstain Bears.
Who told you that?
Yes. She's right.
Yep.
She is right. Berenstain.
Yes. It's spelled B-E-R-E-N-S-T-A-I-N.
Yes.
This is like random facts. This is like from Trivial Pursuit.
But it's right. It's right, though.
Okay, pronounce it again the way it's supposed to be.
Berenstain.
Berenstain.
And most people say
Berenstain.
That's right.
Berenstain. I used to say Berenstain.
They say Berenstain or Berenstain Bears, but it's just Berenstain Bears.
I used to say the second one you said. There's so many.
They make them Jewish bears. It's the Berenstain Bears. Yeah.
Everybody horror. Mazel tov. Okay.
You guys have probably seen Star Wars, right?
Love Star Wars.
This one's
okay. A big one. This one is
insane.
I love Star Wars.
Okay, I'm listening.
When Darth Vader says, Luke, I am your father, that's not actually what he's saying. He says, no, I am your father.
I got confused on this one. I had to go back and check the clips.
We had to check the clips.
Yeah.
He says, no, I am your father.
Right. Okay, so let me dig it. Because most people do say, when I think about it and you hear that phrase, Luke, I'm your father.
Right.
Yeah, but he says, no, I am your father.
That's what he's saying. No, I'm your father. Does he say Luke at all?
He says Luke when they're fighting.
He says, Luke.
But
no.
He doesn't say, Luke, I am your father. He says, no, I am your father.
So he omitted the no. People omit the no, is what you're saying.
Yes, they think he says Luke.
Right. Wow. Oh, instead of Luke, he's saying no.
Yeah, and it trips you up. Like, I got really tripped up on this one.
So what does he mean? Like, I made a mistake. No, I'm your father. Or no, what
no,
do you
like,
mean?
Like, I don't know. Luke is talking to him, like, in, like, that one intense scene. And then all of a sudden he says, no, I'm your father.
Basically, he's talking about how Luke doesn't know the truth about his father.
Yeah.
And
right.
He says, I know everything I didn't know about your father. And he goes, no, I am your father.
Mm. So that was like an in-your-face
Luke. I'm your father, yo. Yo, I was on Bori. I'm your father.
You are the father.
Okay.
Another one would be Curious George doesn't have a tail.
Curious George. I like Curious George.
Like,
I read that to my daughter,
she's
too.
She's like the local
TMZ PBS
reporter, bro.
Mm-hmm, I know.
She out there getting random facts. Okay.
He doesn't have a tail. Everybody imagines Curious George.
He does have a tail.
No, he doesn't.
Look it up. He does not have a tail.
The man in the yellow hat cut the tail off.
No, he just was never. He's never had a tail.
Everyone thinks he has a tail.
Everybody thinks he has a tail, but he doesn't.
It's like how everyone. Do you imagine Mickey with overalls? Mickey Mouse with overalls.
He doesn't have overalls.
He just has pants.
Mickey Mouse is.
They blowing my mind now.
Yo, and like, there's even people. That,
you guys,
like,
they blowing my mind.
Got a lot
this
of time
is mind tricks. Mind tricks up in here.
This was a trending topic.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, now I'm getting interested.
Okay, so the movie Forrest Gump.
Yes.
When he says life is like a box of chocolates.
Yes.
He is actually saying life isn't like a box of chocolates.
Cause his mama said that.
Yeah, but he instead of is, he's saying isn't.
Isn't.
Where do you get this stuff from? How do you know it's true?
Because
internet?
If you look back
believe
at the clips,
everything on the internet.
If you look back at the clips,
yes,
they're all
see,
different. And when
these
you
girls,
look at
they
the
went
way
back.
It's actually spelled,
yeah,
it's spelled differently.
They went back and they did the research and they pulled up movie clips to support this.
How many hours of research did you do?
Like
an hour?
Yeah,
it doesn't
hour.
Take wow. that long. Because you just look at the clip.
Yeah,
because
they got the
sign.
Internet, bro. We'd
yeah,
be there
see,
for
we'd
hours.
Have to, I sure would. We'd have to go get the
encyclopedias.
The microfiche. We go way back. Right?
All they got to do is Google or Alexa.
And it's right there.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Like, okay, you know the brand Oscar Mayer?
Yes.
Oscar Mayer Wiener.
People see it spelled M-E-Y-E-R, but it's actually spelled M-A-Y-E-R.
Wait, so
okay,
how do they
remember?
Sell in the song, right?
It's a song.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So how do they say, oh,
but it has a best friend. Name is L-S-C-A-R-M-A-Y-E-R. There was a song back in the day. Oh, it's still out?
But don't they spell it? They spell it in there, don't they?
Yeah, but a lot of people think it's spelled M-E-Y-E-R.
Because they're
dumb. Because of the way people say it. Because the way it's spelled, you would think maybe you say Mayer.
Yeah.
But people say, but it's actually pronounced Oscar Mayer.
It's right. Oscar Mayer, not
so
Oscar
everybody
Mayer.
Thinks it's spelled with an E instead
Oscar
of an A.
Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Okay.
I'm going to go back and do some research on that. I'm going to eat me some hot dogs.
No, don't eat that stuff. It's
no,
not
no, it's
you.
Not good for you.
Especially bologna. So that's the worst thing you want to eat.
Between nitrates.
There's also one on how the Monopoly Man has a monocle, but
he doesn't have a monocle.
What's a monocle?
A monocle. You know the
little
glass.
Hold on.
Glass eye
I was about to say.
Eyes.
So you're talking to black paint. People. We don't know what monocles are.
He does have
no,
that.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Community chest. He's got the card.
He's wearing that.
He's holding
it. He's wearing
it. Yeah.
No, but when he's holding it on the box, he's not actually holding anything. He's just like this.
But
he's just holding
y'all listen to this podcast right now. I hope y'all are Googling and trying to find this stuff out while we're
this
talking
is
about
like
it
Ripley,
to support
believe
it.
Believe it or not.
I always thought he had a monocle.
I could have sworn.
That's the
it's,
one the
you're
one glass.
Of the,
is it a is it a microscope or a what do you call the
what a micro a magnifying
glass? Magnifying glass.
Does the Pringles man have a monocle?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't? Okay.
There's a Pringles man?
Yeah, the Pringles can
Pringles
of the
man.
Chips. The guy with the mustache.
Every time I buy Pringles, I don't keep it long enough to look at the can. I eat them so fast, they gone.
You buy the bootleg
I'm
Pringles,
just saying.
Why.
Yeah, man.
You don't. You go to the dollar
I go to that store. Other store. Yes, sir. Save money. What's wrong with that?
You also know the movie Sex in the City? It's actually
Sex and the City.
You didn't watch that. You too young to watch
no.
that.
No.
Okay,
but the
it was just
the
title.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, the
Sex
title.
And, not in. So what about the show? In. It's the
they
same.
13-year-old design got nothing to say.
I don't think it's the same for the show. I think the show is in. But the
oh,
movie
it's different.
Is and.
Is the show a spinoff from the movie?
I don't know.
Either. Oh,
they,
I don't
they,
watch
they can't
so.
Watch that. Yeah. They're 13.
Oh, I don't watch it either, so I don't
we
know.
Don't watch it.
Next topic. What else you got?
I feel like we don't watch like live TV anymore because
it's all YouTube,
Netflix,
right?
And YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, that's what's hot in the streets today. These young kids, that's
no,
what they do.
No
they don't
DVR
watch it on TV.
Anymore?
They don't know what
well,
these
like,
the sitcoms like we used
shows,
to watch.
Like I watch Riverdale, which is a show that's on the CW.
Yeah.
And you have to record it because it's not on Netflix until after the series comes out. Then they put that season on Netflix.
Right.
So I watch like things like that I have recorded, but like movies and stuff, I watch all of them on Netflix. A ton of my favorite shows are on Netflix.
Do you, let me ask you this. Speaking of Netflix and the stuff of today, do you like the conveniences of today being young people? Because like back
they
in
know,
our
they
day,
don't know nothing else.
Back in our day, I remember when the first drive-thru started. Like when we had to go inside
you
to get our food.
You are old.
You're older than me.
I feel like specific things that we have are cool, but I feel like there people are giving us stuff too easy.
Yep. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Listen to her. Strong J. Strong J.
We need to like, learn like to live like
we need to learn not to be
to
lazy.
Live on our own and not be lazy.
Right.
Listen
to
okay.
these
and,
ladies
like,
in here.
You know, like people think, oh, drive thru, let's just go in the drive thru real quick.
Right.
But we need to learn how to like cook for ourselves.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Oh
so,
Lord.
Like,
listen to them.
Like,
do you cook for your mom?
Sometimes. You,
really? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Very yeah. cool.
What do you cook? What do you cook?
I can cook
eggs,
macaroni and cheese.
I can cook a lot of meals with like chicken, vegetables, and stuff.
Oh,
okay.
Look at that! She's doing a complete balance.
So you
diet.
Guys are probably looking at your peers and saying, "Wake up! Like, what are you guys doing?"
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people are raised like to like love like things from now that are like out now and like.
They don't appreciate
they
the old
appreciate
stuff.
They don't appreciate the old things and, like, everything. I feel like the way we were raised and, like, the way our moms taught us, like, is to, like, appreciate things from, like, before it was so easy.
Where did you learn that from?
Mm.
Your elders?
Or? From her mom.
Probably.
Yeah. Learned it from
okay.
her mom.
Moms, grandmas.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So that's why you guys resonate so well together. You just click like
yeah.
that.
They got
yeah.
old. The young youngsters with old souls.
Yeah, we have
yeah.
old
yeah,
souls.
I've been called an old soul multiple times.
Yep.
Can you tell us some old things back in the day that you've heard of that you wish you could have experienced back then?
Cassette tapes.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Okay.
I got one. Cheese lines.
What?
Remember the cheese lines?
What?
I don't know what that is.
You don't remember that?
I don't.
We had to stand online to get cheese.
The
government cheese, man. Come on. You don't remember that?
I didn't have to, bro.
What?
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're gonna make me feel
not bad. You, bro, but this all bro. Right. It's okay.
Don't judge
it's
me because
okay.
I stood online to get cheese,
okay?
Okay? It made grilled cheese sandwiches.
What else you guys, what about you, Yeet? Anything
yeah.
from back then that you think?
I feel like I wanted to dress like all like you know the 90s? Like how it was like all like brightly colored. Like
that stuff came
yes.
back now.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah.
It's
coming
no,
back.
It's coming
like
back
it's
and
patchwork
I'm so happy
stuff.
About it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
all that stuff is so like, I love that kind of clothing.
It's bright.
And, like, it's so
yeah.
cool and, like
yes.
bright, colorful. And like the style is so great. And it's coming back, and I'm, like, so happy about
it. It's been back. Cardi B, Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I was just about to say, the Finesse video.
Finesse.
You're right. That's true.
Okay. Finesse. You know the Finesse video, girls, right?
Yes. Yep.
Let's see if they know.
Okay.
Well, they're probably not going to know. Okay. That whole setup stage was modeled after a TV show. Did you know that?
Really?
Yes. You know everything comes back. They take the old and make it new. In Living Color. Have you ever heard of that? You should check it out. It's probably on YouTube, In Living Color. I think you'd get a nice hoot off of that show.
A funny show. A lot of good stuff tonight.
That's the entryway for the show. And Jennifer Lopez was discovered on that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was a dancer.
She was a fly girl.
I didn't know that.
She was a dancer.
One of the dancers.
Me neither.
Yeah, on that show. So you probably like old music.
Of course.
Yes, definitely.
You like the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, all of that? 50s? What do you like?
Yes, I love everything from back then. Like 80s disco music is like my all-time favorite.
What? 70s was disco. 80s was like more pop.
Well, for them, that was disco.
Name one. She's going to say Madonna.
Okay.
I guess like Never Gonna Give You Up or something like that.
Oh, Rick Astley.
Yeah.
Oh, we consider that pop. Right.
Yeah, that's pop.
It's dance music. Yeah.
Oh, Let's Groove.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's 70s. That's 70s.
September. Oh, Lord. Do you remember?
The month I was born. The best month. Sing it. Sing it. Go ahead.
When it was mine. September. Hey. Clouds away. Yeah, let's take them away. Come on, girls. Let's go. Hey. And the song we're singing. Hey. That's it.
Wow.
Woo. Feeling that.
Okay. Okay, Earth, Wind, and Fire with like 58 members.
How did you get paid?
Michael Jackson was great.
Rock with you.
She said, Rock With You. That's my joint.
Rock with you.
The best song ever. I love that song.
Good really? Song. Good song.
What
good
about
song.
You, Yeet? You like some of that old stuff?
Yeah, we were listening to some of it.
Oh, yeah, we were listening to it on the way here.
What?
Yeah. Like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay, September. Yeah.
We were listening to Queen. Queen is great.
Which one? Okay. Which one? What Queen song is this to?
That's how they do about the We Are the Champions.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes, I know you listen
to that
one.
Of course.
Okay. Bohemian Rhapsody is the jam.
Can you sing it for us?
What?
Bohemian Rhapsody. Mama Boosh, Mama Boosh, whatever.
Huh?
Isn't that what they said?
That's from Jamaica. Mama Boosh. Okay. You don't say no Mama Boosh.
Oh, okay. Okay, you guys do it. Let's hear it.
I
see a little.
I see a little fly.
Okay.
I see a little silhouette.
A fly?
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Okay.
Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
Uh-huh.
Open your eyes.
Yes.
Look up to the skies and see.
I can see. I just got LASIK. I can see.
I'm just a poor boy. Ooh. I need no sympathy. Cause I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Anyway, the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Uh-oh.
Hey,
Look out, Mariah. She coming through. Okay. All right. Now bust a freestyle rap.
Everything froze.
We tried to make up a rap
because
we were trying so hard to out-rap you.
Really?
We tried so hard.
I'm not a king rapper now. This DJ Biggs is the rapper.
I'm not a rapper. What are you talking about?
Oh, you're not?
No.
You're black. You can rap.
Hey, that was racist.
Okay. I like to try to pull topics out of the air and just start going.
Okay.
If I pull a topic out of the room, will you go?
Sure.
I'll provide the beat.
You're the guest. You go first.
Oh, God.
All right, let me give you the beat. Ready?
Are you going to pull a topic?
You're first. You're the guest. What's the topic? Anything in the room. Anything you want in the world.
We have to rap about it?
Yeah.
Snowman.
Sure.
I see a snowman. Check it out. Without a doubt. I got the clout. Now it's now time your turn. Hey, oh my God, hey, I'm stuttering. Hey, I gotta burn. Yo, grab the mic. Rap about the snowman. Say what you like.
What happened?
We're done.
Yeah. We don't think that fast.
That my rap was horrible. That wasn't good.
That was bad?
It was bad.
I thought it was good.
Really? Oh, I was just pulling stuff out the air. Well, we like to have fun here on Big Ho. We want to say thank you for coming in, by the way, first and foremost, Bro and Yeats.
Woo, bro!
They
bro,
are
bro.
On YouTube.
Don't
so
you on YouTube. Check them out.
We're not
them
done out. With they you good. Guys yet. Do you guys have any they other good. Topics you'd like to discuss? Maybe, okay, we spoke a little bit about the past, like stuff back in the day, the trends. Is there anything that you guys experience today among your peers that you cannot stand? Like, you're like, this stuff is nonsense. Besides the music, probably.
Okay.
You like some of the music, I'm
so,
sure.
Some of the music from nowadays is really good to yeah. us because, like, that's just, like, what we've grown up around. But definitely back then is way better than now. Like, 100% better.
Including the rap?
Yeah.
What about the dances, like the Floss and Orange Justice? You like that stuff?
That looks so stupid.
We like joke around with it, but it's kind of like dumb, I guess.
Yeah.
Can
like we'll like make fun of it.
You guys are 13. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Back in the day when they had the Twist, the Hustle, all that stuff, yeah. You could do that now at 55 years old. Can you guys see yourself doing Orange Justice at 55?
No.
No, definitely not.
What
they're,
is that?
Dumb.
What's Orange Justice?
I would break my back.
Oh, I don't know.
And
that's
the
crazy.
Floss and the
okay. Shoot.
The shoot?
Yeah.
There's some things like, okay, so.
55-year-old shoot.
Yeah, at 55, you do the shoot. You're going to shoot your hip out.
Yeah, exactly.
We're in seventh grade, and a lot of the sixth graders, like, sing all these rap songs and talk about all these stupid, like, stuff that's all trending, and all the people in our grade have, like, bands and, like, are basic and, like, love Starbucks. And me and her love 80s music and 80s style and, like, old style, and we're old souls and we're nerds. And we talk about, like, dumb stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what, DJ Biggs? Yeah. Even when we were younger listening to hip-hop, the older people said, what is this nonsense?
Yeah,
I remember
when
my mother was like, what is this nonsense, you rubbing a record? I've never seen that
before.
Yes,
yes.
And then when I started getting paid for it, it was
a
different
story. Exactly.
Oh,
yes.
You're playing out tonight?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a different story.
Keep playing.
But it seems like the older generation always kind of looks at the younger people and say, back in my day, we had to do this and do that.
Right.
So you guys are going to be saying that to your kids. Back in my day, we had the good dances. We used to do the shoot. We used to do Orange Justice.
No.
We used to do Watch It, Whip It, Nay Nay. Watch me now.
What's that one where you put your finger like a L?
Take
you
the L.
That? What is that?
Take the L.
That's a dance?
Take the L. Yep. Yes.
Yeah. It's all from the game Fortnite.
Let me see it. How do you do? Oh, she goes like this.
And then you move your feet back and forth like
back
that.
And forth,
like a pendulum.
I created one called the Cradle Rock. Everybody
do
it with me. Watch.
All right, go ahead. That's the.
I actually made that up, but when I was DJing some pools and the kids are doing the shoot and all that stuff, I said, now Cradle Rock. They like, what's that? I said, this is it. They all did it.
Okay.
I said, you got to spread the
start
word.
The trend.
Yeah, exactly.
The Cradle Rock.
I swear one day if I see that on Instagram, I'm going to.
I gotta
so
get
it.
If you see it, I need to get paid.
That's right.
Yeah,
royalties.
To, like,
royalties.
Right. Yeah, we're gonna find out where it's coming from because I gotta get paid for
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
yeah,
on Big Ho, we are an old school hip hop podcast.
Yeah.
We are on iTunes. Make sure you girls, make sure you follow
check
us.
Check it out. No, it's on
and
your phone.
You gotta tell all your friends about this.
Because
we're trying to get up the likes. We're trying to get to how many likes, DJ Biggs.
At least we gotta get up to the egg.
Yeah, that's true.
Get up that high.
Yeah, 53, right?
53 million.
Okay.
What are we trying for?
We would like to ask you guys what old school hip hop artists or songs you like.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh! Wu-Tang!
Okay.
What?
Can you name all 9 members?
That's a bit much.
Okay, what about you, Yeet?
Run DMC.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's tricky.
Yeah, back from 1983.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
A friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme. So I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was deaf, but then it went this way.
Woo!
Mic drop.
We can sing Thank You next, but that's about it.
Can you?
We better than DMC.
What's that about? What? Go ahead.
You like Ariana Grande.
You look like Ariana Grande a little bit.
I love Ariana Grande. I want Ariana Grande's hair. I want to go to her concert. I'm obsessed with Ariana Grande.
You have to be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else.
No, I'm not going to try to be somebody else.
Her hair is bought. She said, thanks. Yes. I just bought it.
Her hair is actually bought. That's actually true.
You can buy it.
That's all right. Black people been doing that for years.
Yeah, they wear horse hair. Well, some of
them. Oh, my God.
She said, oh, my God. So if we could get you some Ariana Grande tickets, would you like that?
Yes.
If you're listening to the Big Hole Pod Show, we need you to contribute to our PayPal to hook up these girls. Actually,
I was wondering how you were going to swing that because we ain't got no Ariana Grande tickets.
I'm raising my own money to buy tickets.
Do you know I met her? I met her years ago. Okay, I told you before.
I'm very jealous about it.
Tell me.
Okay, I took Tyler. This is when he was three. So this is
Tyler's your son.
Right. She was on Victorious, which is
that's on Nick
the show. Nick, exactly. Uh-huh. And they were doing like a meet and greet at a Walmart.
Yes.
So, but they wanted you to buy the CD. Uh-huh. And then you go in line and get it signed. Right. So, you know, we met her briefly. This is when she was Kat Valentine on Victorious.
Okay.
Now she's blown up, skyrocketed. She's like what, one of the number one artists right now. She's totally on top, ruling the world.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In the pop world. So when is this concert? When is it?
It's May 29th.
Okay, where?
At the Amway Center.
Okay, in Orlando. Okay. Yeah. So, hey, I'll put this out there. And if you never know. Okay.
That'd be crazy.
Okay. And I will give you the money. Like, if they, I will give it to you.
That is insane.
Okay. DJ Biggs, do you have a PayPal?
I do.
Okay. What's your PayPal?
Oh, man, you don't put me on the spot right now. Okay. I don't know it off
my PayPal is G Clef Productions. So, recipient is G Clef Productions, G C L E F Productions. Mm. Mm-hmm. If you donate, and I'm being totally sincere, okay?
Yes.
Put a note. This is for the Ariana Grande fund.
Yes.
Something along those lines. I will print it out. I will show you.
Be generous.
Yeah, be generous. How much are the tickets about?
$1,000 a piece.
No.
They're like, they can be from, the only tickets that are available now are like from 130 to like 200 something. Bucks.
Okay, that's nothing for our audience. They got this.
Each.
Yeah, maybe one person.
One
can
person
that.
Can take care of it. One person can
send
buy
the
these
130.
Tickets.
But I'm being sincere, and you know we joke around, but I will do that for you.
That's crazy.
Okay, would you like to go too?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so we need two.
Need two
so,
tickets.
So contribute. Did you pull up your thing or you?
No, I didn't. Just listen to
yours. Okay, I'll be sure to show you, and I will give you the money. I hope they. Actually, that would be really cool if somebody
That'd
does that for
so
you.
That'd be so cool.
Because she really likes
like,
her.
Like, literally.
Front row seats, please. Front row seats.
This show turned into the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Yeah,
what's going on?
For the lower balcony, which is pretty, which is really close. Yeah.
Okay. And that's the 130s?
Yes. The, no, the upper balcony is 130. The lower balcony are like.
Audience, you want these children to have the best seats in the house.
Okay.
So give.
Okay.
Give.
Okay. And the date again is when?
May 29th.
Okay, so
give
we have some time. Okay, so take a little bit out each paycheck to contribute towards Bro and Yeet, and I will have them say a thank you on their YouTube. It's only right, correct?
Yes,
of yes, course. Definitely.
For sure, that'd be crazy.
Okay,
we'll like do something crazy.
We'll
too.
Do something crazy.
Like what?
Pour milk on our heads.
Okay.
That's worth 130.
That's what's hot in the streets. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think that's worth it. I'd do it too. Give me 130. I throw milk on my head.
Okay. We're going to get you them tickets, girls.
So, what we like to do at the end of the show, when we wrap up Big Ho, we like to play an old school hip hop song related to the topic of discussion. Now, we just spoke about a lot of fun stuff.
Yep.
You guys are 13, so I don't want to play any, you know, hardcore cussing hip hop. You know, I just wouldn't feel right doing that.
Not good.
Okay. I have a kid that's going to be 13 on Tuesday.
Oh, Tyler's going to be 13 on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Happy birthday,
Already.
Ty.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
Okay, so I think we should play like a Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince because they were like the fun,
yeah.
Safe.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah.
Which one would it be?
Parents just don't understand.
That's the one right
okay.
there.
Why? Your parents don't understand? What's up? You got issues at home?
They don't understand. They just don't understand.
You need a
they
counselor, baby.
Okay. Let's get into the counseling session. Go ahead and vent. This is bro. Vent. You got 10 seconds to ramble off what you don't like at home. Go.
Oh, Lord.
Not a lot.
You don't like
have,
a lot?
No.
What?
No, my mom. There's not a lot that I don't great. Like. There's,
your mom's
my
great.
Great. Oh, my
and
brother.
Great.
Your brother.
It's annoying.
Everybody's great.
And sometimes I want to attack
what
him,
I said
fine.
You don't like. Okay. We're going to try to change some things for you. Good. Go ahead. Just like we're trying to get you those tickets.
My mom says no to every single pet I say.
Their excuse is something, they'll be like, I brought you into this world. I can take you out of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like,
well,
that's a Bill Cosby.
That's abusive.
Go do this.
They're like, I birthed you. Go take out the trash.
Oh, so, Lord.
Yeet, you said she says no to every pet. Did you ask for a pet bear or something?
She asked for a ferret.
No, okay.
Hey, now, ferrets bite. Ferrets bite, and they stink.
That was one
stink.
Time. I meant like,
that was like one time every single day for a week.
That was because I was going through my crazy stage.
Try goldfish. Start there and then work your way
up.
Do
you have any pets presently?
Yes, I have a dog. His name's Mr. Winston. He is the best.
Mr.
dog
Winston.
In the world.
Oh. Okay. Give it up for Mr. Winston.
So,
right.
What other pets would you like?
I don't know.
She had a hedgehog.
I had a hedgehog.
She sold it on Craigslist.
Okay, don't come fighting for me.
Lord. We'll edit that out, huh? Lord. We threw him in the backyard and put him in the garbage.
Don't come at me. It was to a nice family. The kid wanted a hedgehog for his birthday, I'm pretty sure.
That's sweet.
How long did you have your hedgehog?
2 days.
Since Christmas.
Yeah, since Christmas.
We just sold him.
But
today.
Didn't you get it from somebody?
You sold him today?
Yeah.
Literally today.
Yeah, today.
Wow. This morning.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was nice. Don't get me
wrong. Yeah, because
so
really
you
want to
rethink owning
nice
a ferret?
He was cute.
He was really nice. He just I didn't like expect this, like the spine, not spine, like what is it, the quills?
Quills.
Okay.
Like when he got, like, I don't know. I'm more of like a fur person. Like,
okay.
Fur.
Most
cuddly
people are,
fur, yeah.
Why are you giving
you can't cuddle up with some spine.
No,
yeah, I got it for Christmas. Okay. I felt so bad though.
You got it for Christmas? That's cool though.
I felt so bad though, because like, I don't really like, I don't know.
But now somebody's happy and has a cute little hedgehog.
Yeah, that's true. You did good.
I don't want to like keep something if I'm not going to like enjoy.
Right.
Yeah. Because like animals.
I
want to
give him his best shot.
Right.
Yeah, at least you didn't flush it down the toilet.
Oh, that's true.
They like to be held and stuff.
At least I kept maintenance with him because the person that had him before, that we got him off Craigslist, and the person that had him before, like he had fleas on him. We gave him like a nice little bath. We got fleas off.
He was a nasty hedgehog.
We got him a new cage and stuff like that. So hopefully he's happy now because the person before was not taking very good care.
Yeah.
He thanks you, Yeet. He thanks you.
Yeah.
Okay.
He thanks you.
All right. Well, you girls have good heads on your shoulders, and it seems like you guys are gonna be all right.
Jean-Jay.
You know, got that classic old school vibe about you. We appreciate that. You don't see that often. You know what I mean?
13-year-old girls liking old school hip hop.
Yeah, embrace that, and don't be afraid to be yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Always. So
keep
we're gonna
alive.
We're gonna let you introduce the old school hip hop song before we wrap up. Let's give out our socials again, DJ Biggs.
You can catch me on Facebook and Twitter at DJ Biggs Orlando. That's 2 G's. You can also catch me on Instagram, Mic in My Hand 2018. And my website is ErnieBiggsEntertainment.com.
And on my end, it is G Clef the Realtor selling homes, mixing house music and selling homes as well. All right. Also, my website is GClefProductions.com. Right. Twitter and Instagram, G Clef the Realtor. And
my house.
The Big Ho Pod Show
is
our Facebook page.
Right.
We're just getting it
going,
so make sure you
like
it.
Like us.
Please give us a great rating on iTunes. We appreciate it. The Big Ho Pod Show. Leave a 5-star rating. Leave a little comment. We'll give you a shout out.
We're trying to get Eugene large.
Mixcloud. We got Stitcher and TuneIn. Those are the 4 platforms that we are on. We appreciate all of your support there. And girls, would you like to give out your socials again real quick for
you
your
can
show?
Find us on Instagram and YouTube at The Bro and Yeet Show.
Yep.
All right.
We're going to be posting soon. We're
going
to try to start posting again.
Because summer's coming up and
that's
our
free time.
I feel like, are not as like packed because there's no sports anymore.
Yeah, we've
at
sort
school
of figured
and stuff.
Out.
We figured everything out. Their schedules and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now we're going to start posting again.
Yeah.
Like on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Nice. And remember, if we get these tickets for you, you got to pour milk
We're
over your heads.
Pour milk all over our heads.
And shout out the person that gave you that money.
Yep.
That's
right.
All right? It's only
persons,
right.
Persons, what if 130 people give $1? They got to shout out 130. Names.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's
fine. We'll get you like 130 gallons of milk. One for each person.
I think that's a waste.
Cartons? Question mark?
What about 130?
There's children in Ethiopia that need the milk.
Cartons.
That's true, because we don't want to waste it. Like, she was about to say recycling, I think.
No wasting.
Thinking about that.
You gotta recycle.
If it was one person that gave us that much, then we'll do a whole gallon.
Okay.
But if it was, like, individual people, we'll do, like, the small cartons.
Okay, like the lunch ones from school. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That are always sour.
Yeah,
warm and sour. Gross.
Yeah, yes. we'll make sure it's sour so it's
they
not
got
wasted
chunks in
per
it.
Se.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah. No, you want those tickets,
right?
Yeah, we can
yes, of course.
Okay. We can do chunky milk.
So you pouring chunky milk over your head then.
All right. So go ahead and introduce the old school hip hop song. Before we go, we want to say peace. Thank you for listening. Until next time, we're out. What is that song, girls?
Parents just don't understand.
From yes.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Yeah, we gonna listen to some of that. I ain't heard that in a minute.
Yeah. So we out, baby. Until next time. Peace.
Peace.
You know, parents are the same no matter time, no place. They don't understand that us kids are going to make some mistakes. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand. But one year, my mom took me school shopping. It was me, my brother, my pop, and my little sister all hopped in the car. We headed downtown to the Gallery Mall. My mom started bugging with the clothes she chose. I didn't say nothing at first, I just turned to my nose. She said, "What's wrong? This shirt costs $20. I said, "Mom, the shirt is plaid with a butterfly collar." The next half hour was the same old thing. My mother buying me clothes from 1963. And then she lost her mind and did the ultimate. I asked her for Adidas and she bought me Zips. I said, "Mom, what are you doing? You ruined my rep." She said, "You're only 16, you don't have a rep yet." I said, "Mom, let's put these clothes back, please." She said, "No, you go to school to learn, not for a fashion show." I said, "This isn't shining off. Come on, Mom, I'm not Bowser. Mom, please put back the bell-bottom Brady Bunch trousers. But if you don't want to, I can live with that. But you gotta put back the double-knit reversible slacks." She wasn't with it, everything stayed the same. Inevitably, the first day of school came. I thought I could get over. I tried to play sick, but my mom said, "No, no way, forget it." There was nothing I could do. I tried to relax. I got dressed up in those ancient artifacts. And when I walked into school, it was just as I thought. The kids were cracking up, laughing at the clothes mom bought. And those who weren't laughing still had a ball, cause they were pointing and whispering as I walked down the hall. I got home and told my mom how my day went. She said, "If they were laughing, you don't need them, cause they're not good friends." For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was gonna have to go through this about 200 more times. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue, parents just don't understand. My parents went away on a week's vacation and they left the keys to the brand new Porsche. Were they mine? Well, of course not. I'll just take it for a little spin and maybe show it off to a couple of friends. I'll just cruise it around the neighborhood. Well, maybe I should. Yeah, of course I should. Pay attention, here's the thick of the plot. I pulled up to the corner at the end of my block, and that's when I saw this beautiful girly girl walking. I picked up my car. You should have seen this girl's bodily dimensions. I honked my horn just to get her attention. She said, "Was that for me?" I said, "Yeah, you're riding with a hell of a guy." She said, "How do I know you're not sick? You could be some deranged lunatic. My name is the Prince. Besides, would a lunatic have a Porsche like this?" And we were on our way. She was looking very good, so was I, must say. Word. We hit McDonald's, two Big Macs and two large fries and Cokes. She kicked her shoes off onto the floor. She said, "Drive fast, speed turns me on." She put her hand on my knee, I put my foot on the gas. We almost got whiplash, I took off so fast. The sunroof was open, the music was high, and this girl's hand was steadily moving up my thigh. She had opened up three buttons on her shirt so far. I guess that's why I didn't notice that police car. We're doing 90 in my mom's new Porsche, and to make this long story short, when the cop pulled me over, I was scared as hell. I said, "I don't have a license, but I drive very well, officer." I almost had a heart attack that day. Come to find out the girl was a 12-year-old runaway. I was arrested, the car was impounding. There was no way for me to avoid being grounded. My parents
boss had to come off a vacation to get me. I'd rather be in jail than to have my father hit me. My parents walked in and I got my grip. I said, Mom, Dad, how was your trip? They didn't speak. I said, I want to plead my case. But my father just shoved me in the car by my face. That was a hard ride home. I don't know how I survived it. They took turns. One would beat me while the other one was driving. I can't believe it. I just made a mistake. Well, parents are the same no matter time or place. So to you other kids all across the land, take it from me. Parents just don't understand.